let me just comment on, let me get to scroll back here a minute. Is he saying look the other way? I missed what he had said that you said that about, Sammy. I think what you're saying is when he says that we should extend the grace that God gave to us, we should extend it to others, not come down on them. I think that's what you're saying, are referring to by saying, should we look the other way? But all through the Old Testament, up until the cross, the Lord postponed any punishment. He, well, it says in one place, I think Acts 17, it says he winked at it. Maybe not 17. I don't remember where it is, but somewhere in Acts or Paul's writings, I think it's Acts, it says he winked. Somebody could do a search on that and find it to verify it. But and then in Romans 3:25, it says he died for the... Well, let me get that up. I don't have the exact... Whom God hath set forth to be a propitiation through faith in his blood. That's all good. You know, the Israelites knew there was going to be, Isaiah 53, someone coming to bear their sins. Set forth to be a propitiation through faith in his blood to declare his righteousness for the remission of sins. That's postponement of handling it. If there's going to be a forgiveness, it's going to come later, but they're given remission for the present time. No punishment coming on them at the moment. To declare his righteousness for the remission of sins that are past. All those past sins from Adam to the cross were remitted until Christ took the wrath of God against all of those sins on the cross. He was condemned instead of us. I mean, he took our condemnation on himself. So, that's grace. That's the source, I guess you could say, or the reason we're able to extend grace to others when they don't deserve it. Because he did it for us. He took all of our punishment on himself. And the times of this ignorance God winked at, but now commandeth all men everywhere to repent. In other words, change your mind. This is Jesus, the Son of God, the Messiah, risen from the dead. He's not a fraud. Change your mind. Repent. That's why I don't harp on, that we don't repent. Because if you take the actual meaning of the word, see, the word has been so corrupted. It's become the meaning. It has come to mean, I'm sorry, I'll do better. Wallowing in it and making like you're going to change yourself. You can't change yourself.